I wasn't really looking for a subject. It really fell in my lap. And then once I got a sense of who Kevin was and the story of his life, that's when I became very interested. So my husband, James Miller, is a cameraman, and he was shooting at Sesame one day and called me up from the set and said that he was there and he had something to bring home for me. And what that was a little greeting that Kevin had performed with Elmo, talking with James, looking at camera for our little baby girl at the time, talking to her. And it was a greeting that he brought home, and it just really floored me that somebody would take the time to do this, you know, for our little family, and not somebody, but I wanted to know who that person was. And James said, oh, that's Kevin Clash. He's a remarkable puppeteer. He's the guy behind Elmo, and he told me a little bit about him. So when he called from the set a couple of years later and he said, I'm out at Sesame again today, and Kevin Clash is here, I just blurted out that I want, you know, I said, just tell him that, you know, your wife has a crush on him and wants to make a film about him. It was really not premeditated, or maybe unconsciously.
Is there a moment in the film in which Kevin, through Elmo or even without Elmo, sort of reveals the essence of who he is as a person?
All the time. I mean, Kevin is Elmo's essence and soul. On Sesame Street, the words are written, but we see Kevin often performing Elmo where it's completely spontaneous and extemporaneous, and, you know, it's really, really clear that who, you know, who the person is behind this, you know, plucky, irreverent, adorable, hilarious character is. They're, in a sense, interchangeable, except that Kevin, the man, you know, is not 3 1/2, and he leads an adult life with full responsibilities and, you know, that sort of thing. So, but his soul, it is his soul that you're seeing.
What surprised you most as you filmed Kevin's story?
What always surprised me was when I would see Kevin in circumstances that were verging on dire. We would be in a situation where we were in New Orleans right after Katrina, and there would be, you know, roomfuls of kids who had lost everything. And just the way he takes a situation that could be so dark and so heavy and so sad, and within moments, everybody in the room is just loving being alive, and that's because he's there and what he's doing. You know, with the Make-A-Wish children, with when he would meet with children who were dying or very sick children again, he would be able to perform and, you know, separate himself from what was actually before him. I think he'd have to do that in order to perform. And, you know, he was he is so successful at doing that. He rises above whatever is the difficult situation before him, when there is one, and is brilliant.
Thank you for coming. Kiss, 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 kiss. Elmo's happy now.